From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. According to tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature, traces of genetically engineered corn have turned up in remote mountain valleys of southern Mexico. Such corn varieties are widely planted in the United States, but they are illegal in Mexico, and no one is sure how they got there. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Mexico is the homeland of corn. It's where farmers first began cultivating this crop thousands of years ago. And in traditional Mexican culture, corn, known there as maize, is a religious symbol as well. Mexico doesn't allow the planting of genetically engineered corn, which contains genes inserted in the laboratory. But U.S. farmers plant millions of acres with so-called transgenic corn each year. And Mexico imports part of the North American harvest for use in tortillas and animal feed. At the University of California, Berkeley, graduate student David Quist wondered when some of those imported kernels with their inserted genes might end up in Mexican fields. He and his colleagues at Berkeley didn't think it would happen for years, but they started carrying out some tests.
We went to remote areas where native maize is grown, the traditional varieties of maize, to test for the presence of transgenics, expecting not to find it there. However, in the preliminary results, we could see a faint signal.
That signal, a distinctive snippet of DNA, had been created in biotech laboratories of North America. Somehow, kernels containing that DNA had found their way within a few years to plots of corn planted on the steep mountainsides of Oaxaca, miles from any urban center or major road. Quist and his faculty advisor at Berkeley, a Mexican, informed the Mexican government, which carried out its own tests. It confirmed the result. Transgenes had arrived in Oaxaca. The finding has already created a political scandal in Mexico, but Quist is more worried about the ecological consequences. The traditional varieties grown on mountainsides in Mexico are more genetically diverse than anywhere else in the world. That diversity is a storehouse of genes, a storehouse that plant breeders draw on whenever they breed new and better corn varieties. And Quist says the new laboratory-produced genes could take over, destroying a piece of that storehouse.
There's a possibility there that there might be a negative effect of the transgenes on this diversity and therefore could decrease our ability to improve crops for future generations.
But other specialists in this field appear not to share that fear. Even those who've warned for many years about risks that genetically engineered crops might pose to the environment. Norman Elstrand, an ecologist at the University of California, Riverside, is one of them.
This particular case doesn't bother me that much because it's unlikely that these particular transgenes are going to pose much of a human health problem or an environmental problem.
Elstrand says the new genes in transgenic crops now on the market almost certainly won't destroy Mexico's genetic storehouse. They won't replace genes already there. They'll just be a small addition to the gene pool. Still, he says the foreign bits of DNA in Oaxaca do teach an important lesson.
This demonstrates how easily crop genes can move in today's globalized world, even into very remote mountain valleys in southern Mexico.
Plant biologists have a saying, if it grows there, it'll go there, somehow or other. The genes of corn may be particularly difficult to control because corn plants so easily cross-pollinate, but Elstrand says it could happen with any crop.
You could do the same thing, say, with potatoes. You could ship transgenic potatoes to give to refugees somewhere, and those refugees might pass them off to somebody who will plant them in their backyard.
And while Elstrand isn't too worried about the genes found in Oaxaca, future genetically engineered crops may contain genes that aren't innocuous. Some biotech companies are experimenting with plants that have been engineered to manufacture drugs or industrial enzymes. Those genes will have to be kept out of the food supply, and companies will have to come up with ways to contain them. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.